right, welcome to podcast one. Thought a lot about what to call the podcast, and this will be Culture Hacking: How to Win in Small Business. Anyone listening to this who knows me at all, you're probably going to know this is about three steps outside my comfort zone. And so, but there's a guy I like and listen to a lot, Gary Vee. I'm sure I'll end up quoting him all the time on this. And he says, life shrinks and expands on the proportion of your willingness to take risks and try new things. So here goes. Here's me trying new things. I thought about things I was passionate about and what I wanted to maybe talk about on a podcast like this. I thought there was a gap in the marketplace for true small businesses. When you look up what a small business is, it says it's 500 or less employees. That's a really, really broad definition, and there's millions and millions and millions of small businesses that fit in that category. So I'm a small business owner myself, far less than 500 employees. And I just recently had a realization as I'm trying to read different books, do different research, have gone to a bunch of different seminars. It's really, really hard to find real information on the business that could be anywhere from doing thousands a year, a couple hundred thousand a year, to a few million a year, and kind of everybody in between. And so a lot of the information out there is not that applicable to all businesses. And so the idea with this podcast is going to be to have some of those types of people on, first and foremost, just to kind of, I think maybe I'll be able to learn from a lot of different industries. So people from the retail industry, other people in service industry, which is where I'm at, things that are simply online. I'd like to tap into all different industries and small businesses, and I think we'll have a lot to hopefully share with each other. I don't want to stay surfacey with this podcast. The idea is that we'll really get into a lot of nuts and bolts and talk about everything from payrolls to how to manage employees. There'll be a lot of talk about specific scaling and growth strategies. I think a lot of people in small business situations are nervous to grow and to scale, and it's outside their comfort zone. I personally know a lot of people who have businesses that are really, really good businesses, but because they don't have the know-how or scared maybe to go outside their comfort zone, they miss out on a lot of opportunities. So, throughout the podcast, we'll hopefully have a lot of different people from a lot of different industries, and I think maybe I can share and shed some light on what I do that's different than what other people are doing, and then they can hopefully teach me some new things as well. Part of my thought behind all of this, at first I think I felt a little nervous about, am I going to get on here and share secrets about what my business is and how things that we've had success so other people can listen to this. I just realized that there's no such thing as secrets anymore. The age of the internet and social media, there's no such thing as proprietary secrets on how to run any type of a business. If I wanted to get online and search how to start a pest control company, there'd be a couple hundred videos telling me how to start a pest control company. Same goes for a retail store. I could learn how to be a real estate agent. And so I've realized in the years that I've run a small business that talent and know-how can only get you so far, that it's execution and hustle that really actually take people to have success in business. And so because you can find these secrets, I want to contribute and provide good content to people that are out there. And I hope that through the podcast, aside from me learning new things to take back to my business and continue to grow and scale, that the things that we talk about on this podcast will help other people grow and scale their businesses regardless of the industry. And then, down the road, maybe there's opportunities to have people starting or people who have really small businesses on that we can maybe together kind of work on some growth strategies for them. throughout the podcast, I'll constantly be sharing whatever my current rant is, because my 60 plus hour day job a week is running my small business every single day, and working directly with all the operations that happens in my business. Probably daily I have a different current rant that I'm on or something that I'm focused on. I think every day that changes. So I'll share whatever that is on my mind, and hopefully that's helpful to people, or the person that I'm talking to, at that time as well. I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be a fun road for me. I think I'm going to learn a lot. I'm sure I'll watch back some of the stuff that I'm saying and doing, and critique myself a lot. The thing I wanted to start with today, when it's just me talking, was a big turning point for me that I recently had in my business. I started my business about 10 years ago, and the original thought, I'll start back even further than that. I was living in Utah with my wife, working for a direct sales company where we actually sold business education. And so I was doing really well, making a lot of money. This is when my wife and I were able to buy our first house. We were able to travel and take different trips. And I helped open up a sales office in a different state that was kind of away from where the corporate office was, and just had a realization that I wasn't doing what I loved and wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I also didn't feel in control of changes that were happening, that the owners of the company I worked for were doing things that wasn't consistent with what I would do. And so I just realized that it wasn't what I could do. So I quit and left, and a good friend of mine also did the same, and he was already kind of running his online business, and I'll never forget, we went from both taking trips together, buying houses close to each other, to I met up with him at one point when we were both trying to start businesses at Wendy's, and we sat there and talked about how different our lives were because we were ordering off the dollar menu because that's all we had. And I just decided that going into business was what I needed to do. Flash forward to the first couple of years of me owning a business, and we grew really, really fast, and sometimes 150% per year, growing by direct sales. And I eventually got to a point to where business was really good. I've been on a podcast or two kind of talking about this, but I had this idea in my mind of what the finish line was like and what I needed to kind of be done and what was the reason that I was actually doing what I was doing every single day. And I got to this place to where the business was running well, things were profitable. I had really good people in place that meant I could, you know, leave for a week and that I wouldn't come back to my company being on fire, and things were still running well. I was able to buy my wife the home that she wanted, and things started to kind of get really, really comfortable. And then as I talked about on a recent podcast, I was showing up and going into work and started kind of looking around, and I'm looking at all these employees that have been with me for 4 and 5 plus years and had been with me on this long journey of growth, and that had gotten me to this place that felt like I had made it, that I was on the finish line. And I looked around realizing that not only were the people that worked for me unhappy, but that I was also unhappy doing what I was doing. I made a pretty serious realization at that point that companies have to grow, and that there's either your business is either growing or you're shrinking, which is just another pretty word for dying. And we were on the other side of that, where our business was shrinking, and everything about my business shrinking and dying was harder than growing. And so that's sort of what motivates me trying to do this podcast and have people on, is to talk specifically about growth. And although growth seems scary, from personal experience, I can tell you that it's way easier to scale and focus on growth in a small business than it is to shrink a small business and have a small business die. And so as a good friend of mine on his podcast telling this story, I realized that there's a difference between having a finish line and having a freedom line. So one of them was I was able to kind of do more of the things that I wanted. I got my business to a comfortable place, and I sort of let off the gas. And I realized that I wasn't done, and that wasn't what was making me happy, and that I had people around me that were good and competent, and that we needed to grow. And so over the past year, we've completely shifted our focus in my business, and have some really, really huge goals, bigger than I ever had when I first started doing this. Probably much bigger than I thought that were bigger goals than I ever thought that I'd have for myself. So I started my business thinking that if I had 3,000 or 4,000 customers for my pest control company, that'd be good. I'd be set. Man, life would be so great. We currently have 7,000 plus customers, and we're going to grow to be much, 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 much bigger than that. And so throughout the time on this podcast, I hope to kind of share my journey along with hopefully helping other entrepreneurs and other small business owners in what their journey is to hopefully kind of hack the growth strategies and hack cultures. I think that we'll touch on everything from managing cash flows to specific payroll strategies, hiring correctly, training. I think there's a lot of businesses that have a certain paradigm that think they have to grow in a particular way. And so my thought is that there has to be things that someone can learn from someone that owns a pharmacy that runs a pest control company that I can then go apply to my people and to what I'm trying to accomplish and do. And then vice versa, there's got to be people that can learn from what I've done in direct sales into how we're trying to scale and grow our business. So I hope that the things that we put out on this podcast are helpful. I hope that we can help people look for the freedom line and understand that they're not shooting to be finished or to be done. That the life of someone who owns a small business and who's an entrepreneur, it's about constantly finding those next successes and navigating through losses and failures and constantly looking for what the next step is. And it's the same thing that I talk about with my employees all the time, is that they need to understand why they're waking up every day and coming to work. And entrepreneurs need to do that too. And I think a lot of people get fat and happy at where they are and they feel like they've done it. But the truth is that you're either growing or you're dying. And I think I'll probably continue to say that throughout this entire podcast, and that everybody needs to be looking for what the next level is for them and what the next, you know, what other different industries they can hack into and how they can help their business grow. And I hope to be able to facilitate. And I think I'll learn a lot in the process too. So I'll end by there's a quote by the late Steve Jobs that I liked, that I think is really applicable to my journey. Really should be any entrepreneur, and he said, "I'm always amazed at how overnight successes took a hell of a long time." And so that's the journey that entrepreneurs are on. I think it's never ending, and I hope that we put out some good content for people. And that's it. That's a wrap on podcast one, Culture Hacking, How to Win in Small Business.